咁啊，我父親節快樂，我都係父親啊。Happy Father's Day to all you fathers. I'm a father too, so Happy Father's Day to myself, I guess. 我哋一齊打開聖經，我哋睇出埃及記四十章。Let's turn our Bibles to Exodus chapter 40. 出埃及記四十章。Exodus chapter 40.今天是出埃及記最後一次，我已經用了一段時間研究出埃及記。Today was our last time in the book of Exodus. We've been studying for a while. 我可能有一些很 細微的關於回幕那些東西我們沒有說的，那你可以自己慢慢研究。Maybe there are a lot of little details about the tabernacle and all that sort of things that we didn't get into and study. And you can do that on your own. 因為我們自己研經呢，對我們自己有幫助。Because as we study the word for ourselves, it's helpful. 那麼崇拜呢，我們不一定要每一樣東西是講的。And in worship, maybe it's not possible to touch on every little detail. 所以你要自己回去自己看聖經。So we encourage you to be studying in the Word on your own. 咁啊，你可以更加認識到神嘅教導。And that way you can get a better understanding of God's Word in your life. 咁啊，今日呢就最後一次，咁我哋睇第四十章，我哋睇第一節至到第三節，跟住跳到第九節到十六節。So for the last time in Exodus, we're going to look at chapter 40, verse 1 to 3, and then we're going to skip to verse 9 to 16. 各位一齊，我讀中文，你可以跟住英文。I'll read it in Chinese and those that follow along in English. 耶和華曉論摩西說，正月初日，你要立起帳幕，把法櫃安放在裡面。用幔子將櫃遮掩，第九節，用膏油把帳幕和其中所有的都抹上，使帳幕和一切器具成聖，都成聖。又要抹擦燔祭壇和一切器具，使壇成聖，就都成為至聖。要抹洗唔知咩盤，我盤咗，約盤咗，使盤成聖，要使亞倫和他兒子都到會幕門口來用水洗身，要給亞倫穿上聖衣，又膏他，使他成聖，可以給他我共祭司的職份，又要使他兒子來給他們穿上來袍。怎樣高他們的父親，也要照樣高他們，使他們給我共祭司的職份。他們世世代代凡受高的，就永遠當祭司的職份。摩西這樣行，都是照耶和華所吩咐他們他的。好，這個經文呢，就你可能會留意呢，講到這個高抹或者抹啊成聖咧好多次。Here in the scripture, you'll see verses. It's talking a lot about anointing, becoming holy, or to anoint. 所以今日咧，我哋就係睇神嘅膏抹。And so this morning, we're going to look at the anointing of the Lord. 咁啊，神俾我哋嘅膏抹咧就係好特別。所以我哋先低頭祈禱。And the anointing that God gives us is a special anointing. So let's pray first.主耶稣，我哋多谢你今日咧，俾我哋有呢个机会一齐喺崇拜里边去听你嘅教导，认识你嘅话语。我哋求你今日喺我哋当中，用你嘅灵嚟高牧我哋，用你嘅灵咧就使到我哋成圣。求主你系充满我哋呢个会堂，求主你充满孩子嘅心，让孩子成为你说话嘅出口，可以系讲述你嘅教导。主，我哋多谢你，我哋将荣耀归返俾你，奉耶稣基督名就 Amen. 咁喺今日咧，就係、是、講出埃及記就最後一次就係幾好，因為下個星期就係、是、出發放假兩個禮拜。And it works out just right that we're in the last part of Exodus today. As we, my family goes on holiday starting on Tuesday. 咁啊，我哋會喺放假嘅時候咧，就係、是、享受神俾我哋呢個假期時間，因為我哋翻嚟暑假真係好忙。You know, we're going to enjoy our rest because you know we've got a very busy summer. 咁啊，啱啱呢幾日咧都係安排緊，唔單止八月份有好多嘢做，我哋七月份會翻四川一次。Not only do we have a lot of activities going on in August, but in July we're going to take another team back to Sichuan. 咁啊，琴日就知道一啲嘅日子，咁啊，求神都保守我哋上邊做緊嘅工作。求神俾我哋可以做得更加有效，更加有力量。And as we pray that you'd pray for us that God would give us the strength to do the work more effectively and with more power. 但係呢度講到高末咧，講到 power 咧，即係講到高末啊。And here as we're talking about the power, you know, think about the anointing of the Lord.我们先看到这个高末圣所的物品。And so we're first going to look at anointing the items in the temple. 我们看到呢就是好像第十节呢、十一节、十三节、十五节都是讲到高末或者末擦、这样。And you will look here in many verses like in verse 10, 11, 13, 15, it's talking about anoint or to the anointing. 咁啊，神咧就要佢喺个圣殿里边，全部啲嘢咧都系要高抹。And so all the items in the tabernacle had to be anointed. 咁啊，咩叫即系点解佢要咁样做咧？因为佢啱啱系之前系做紧呢啲嘅物品，咁啊，佢完成呢个工作就要启用。And why did they have to do this? Because they were Before we saw that they were making these items, and now they're finished making them, and now they want to start using them. 但是用之前呢，一定要是将它是高抹。But before they were going to use it, they had to anoint it. 咁啊，呢个就是佢嘅习惯啦。啊，咁可能你会问，咁高抹系咩意思 ？And maybe you'll ask, well, what does it mean to anoint it? 咁啊，高抹呢就是攞啲油呢。就是可能點在他身上，或者撒在他上邊。And what it means is you take some oil and you either put it on by just smearing it on there, or you 撒係點講英文 ？Sprinkle, yeah, sprinkle, sprinkle it on. 咁啊，所以佢係會用呢個方法咧。就是點一點呢啲嘅嘢啊 ，and so they're just you know just sprinkling it and all these things are anointing。咁啊，你都睇到咧，亞倫同埋佢嘅兒子，全部都係要咁樣受膏抹。And we see that even Aaron and his sons also had to be anointed。咁佢要被膏抹，因為佢要喺聖殿裏邊做祭司。And they needed the anointing because they were going to be priests in the temple。所以喺入到裏邊嘅，全部都係要受呢個嘅儀式，係有呢個油咧點喺佢身上或者撒喺佢身上。So everything that was going to be in the inner sanctuary had to be anointed。咁係如果你想知道佢點樣係高抹嘅祭司，你可以參考出埃及記廿九章第四至九節。And you can look in as a reference in Exodus 29 verse 4 to 9。How they would anoint and all the ceremony they had to go through for the priests. 咁啊，嗰度講到咧，佢嗰啲特別嘅衫啊，特別嘅衣服點樣去要穿，點樣要洗。And there it tells us all these special clothes they had to wear, how they had to put them on, how they had to wash them. 咁啊，都幾繁複。And it's a very tedious process. 但係祭司咧都要受膏抹， so the priests had to be anointed.咁但係佢著呢啲特別嘅衣服咧， 都是即要受膏抹 ，and all the things that they had on their clothes also had to be anointed。咁我哋讲到呢个膏抹嘅意义 ，so let's look at what it means to be anointed。咁啊，第一咧就系有可以话有三方面嘅膏抹嘅意思 ，and there are like three different aspects or reasons for the anointing。咁啊，第一咧就系分别为圣 ，and the first is to be a set apart to be holy。第二咧就要系系将神圣洁传俾受膏抹嗰个 ，and the second part is putting the holiness of God to impart onto that one being anointed。跟住第三咧就要将力量赐俾嗰位 ，and the third part is like an empowering of the person who is anointed。所以第一方面我哋睇到咧系分别专俾神使用。And the first part we can be the, to be separated, to be used specifically for God. 讲呢啲系喺圣殿里边一切嘅物品咧就要被膏抹，因为系专分出嚟专喺圣殿要用。And we see all the items in the tabernacle in the sanctuary had to be anointed because they were going to be used specifically in the temple. 即是话咧，百姓咧就要尊重呢啲嘢，就系专俾神使用。That means that all the people had to respect and honor and know this is a special temple utility usage. 嗱，被膏抹唔等于佢系特别高等。And so to be anointed doesn't mean that it's higher or more valuable. It just means it's been set aside and used specifically for that use.佢唔係話特別係高貴或者係唔同，但係佢被分出嚟係要有嗰個用途。你亦都可以話咧，即係普通人咧唔好咁容易接觸嘅，唔好咁容易去點佢，因為佢係被分別喺聖殿裏邊，係祭司被膏抹先至可以用。And so it also means that maybe the common people could not.Touch it or get around it so easily because it's been anointed and it's to be used in the temple and the priest is to be anointed and only those that are anointed should be using it. 咁所以有個特別嘅意思喺度。但你可以話咧，平凡嘅，因為受膏抹之後變咗係特別。But you could also say that the common things after they were anointed became special.因为他是受神的膏抹在他生命里面在他的身上他又平凡变成不平凡 and because it received the anointing it was just a common vessel and then it became a special vessel after it was anointed 那神是圣洁所以神就是在服侍他的一定要圣洁 Now God is holy and so everything that is used to worship God must be holy所以呢个膏抹咧就系将佢分别为圣 ，and so the anointing is to set it aside that it would be purified, that it would be holy。所以喺圣所里边咧，一切嘅工作都系要洁净先，将一切嘅罪咧系洗干净。And so in the sanctuary, everything that's used in the sanctuary must be purified through the anointing to get rid of all the sin。咁呢个都系一个。祭司身上，佢都系要洁净自己先至可以入到去。And so even the priests had to be purified before they would go in. 呢个系一个好特别嘅分别为圣一个嘅工作。And so this is a special separating. 嗱，第二样咧，我哋睇到咧，佢系要得到神嘅力量去做呢工作。And so we also see that okay, they're set apart, they're purified.And then they receive the empowering from God. 咁啊，佢被膏抹咧，就系得到神嘅力量，可以系得到一个特别嘅权柄，一个特别嘅批准。And you could say they've received a special job. They've received special permission. 咁所以祭司咧被膏抹嘅时候咧，佢有权可以入到圣殿。And so, as the priest is anointed, then he has the permission. He has the right.Or the authority to go into the sanctuary. 如果佢冇被膏抹咧，佢唔得入去。Now, if he hasn't been anointed, he cannot go in. 所以呢个嘅膏抹咧，系俾佢一个特权。 And so the anointing gives him a special privilege. 亦都係俾佢一個嘅能力啊，因為特權係能力。And it gives him a special power because privilege is power. 所以呢，我哋睇得到呢，佢被分別出嚟要侍奉，跟住有呢個特別嘅能力可以入去侍奉。So they've been set aside to do the service, and then they've been given the power to do the service. 喺教育聖經裏邊呢，如果講到人呢，通常得三種人會受呢個膏抹。Now, in the Old Testament, there are only three types of people who would receive this anointing. 第一呢，就是祭司。The first is priests. 第二呢，是皇帝。The second is a king. 第三呢，就是先知。And the third are prophets. 这三种呢，都是有油膏在他头上。And all three of these would have oil poured on their head. 他不是撒，不是点，是倒的。And it's not just spread on their or sprinkled, it's poured on their head. 所以在这个的教育圣经有这个的习惯，当他被膏抹的时候，人家形成承认他是要被神使用。 And so in the Old Testament, the people knew that when this person was anointed for the task, he had the authority of God to do the task. 所以你看到大卫呢，他被膏抹的时候呢，虽然扫罗王呢仲系皇帝，撒母耳嚟高抹大卫咧，大卫就系已经系撒母耳嘅心里边已经系王。And so we see, like in the illustration of David, when David was anointed by Samuel to be the king of Israel, although Saul was already the king, Samuel, when he anointed David, Samuel already recognized that David was the king. 所以呢个高抹咧就系有嗰个权柄。同樣咧，大衛王咧，佢因為佢係被未成為皇帝之前有掃羅王喺度嘅，掃羅係追殺大衛，但係大衛咧就唔敢去反擊打掃羅。And at the same time, we see when David, although he was anointed as king, he had not become king. And when Saul the king was chasing him and trying to kill him, David did not even try or attempt to kill Saul.甚至大卫讲嘅，我点可以系动手去点神被高抹者 ？And so David said, "How can I go against the anointed of God?" 因为扫罗咧就被神高抹做皇帝。大卫嘅心系话，如果神高抹佢，神唔要佢做皇帝嘅时候，神自己会攞走佢，唔应该系我喐手。And so David said, you know, if Saul is a king and anointed by God, then I have no right to remove Saul. God must remove Saul, so I will wait. 咁呢个因为佢尊重神嘅膏抹， and that's because David respected the anointing that God had on Saul. 但系当时我哋知道扫罗已经系远离神，但系大卫王仍然系尊重神嘅膏抹。And even though Saul had turned away from God, David still respected the anointing that was on Saul's life. So when we read the Old Testament, this anointing is very important. And so in the Old Testament, this anointing is very important. 但弟兄姊妹，我哋讲呢个背景俾你认识一个真理。And I'm telling you this background so you can know a special truth. 因为喺我哋新约圣经咧，最终受膏者系边一位？Because in the New Testament, as we come, who is the ultimate, who the anointed one?
圣经话我哋听，有一位叫尼赛亚。
And the Bible tells us that there's one called the Messiah. 佢系受膏嘅意思。And the Messiah means to be anointed.
咁啊，受膏者就系尼赛亚。And the Messiah is the anointed one.
知唔知呢个尼赛亚最高嘅尼赛系边位 ？And do you know who the Messiah is? The ultimate Messiah
系耶稣。耶稣系分别为圣嘅。Jesus was set apart to be holy. 耶稣就系有神嘅特别嘅权能。
Jesus had the empowering, the special power of God.
基督嘅意思就系希列文，就系、是。希伯来话翻译出嚟嘅尼赛亚嘅意思
，and Christ is from the Greek,
And it's translated from the Hebrew, the Messiah. 所以我们讲基督，即是说尼赛亚，同一个意思。And when we say Christ, it's the same as saying Messiah, because it means the anointed one of God.
这个尼赛亚，基督的意思就是受膏者。在教育圣经的时候，其实任何被受膏都是叫 Messiah。
And in the Old Testament, anyone that was anointed was actually called the Messiah.
所以在那些的皇帝被膏抹都是叫尼赛亚。
So when the kings were anointed, they were also called the Messiah.
可能你们不知道的。咦，不是只有一个尼赛亚吗？哎，there's only one Messiah. 不是，那个是一个受膏者的意思的。
And that the Messiah just means to be anointed.
但是在但以理书里面，将一个特别的意思给尼赛亚这个名字。
But in the book of Daniel, then we see a special meaning was given to the name Messiah.
你同我睇但以理书第九章25节同埋26节。
And in Daniel chapter 9, verse 25 and 26, we see that there's a special meaning that was given to the word Messiah. Daniel 9, 25 and 26.
但以理书第九章25同26节。你话你当知道，当明白，从出领重建做耶路撒冷，直到受高君的时候，必有7:7和62:7。正在艰难的时候，耶路撒冷城连街大壕都必重新建造。过了62:7，那受膏者必被剪除，一无所有。必有一王的民来毁灭这城和城所，至终必与洪水冲没。必有战争，一直到底，荒凉的事已经定了。
这里讲两次受膏者， and here it says twice the anointed.
这个受膏者就是希伯来话就是尼赛亚，
and in Hebrew the anointed, the word is Messiah.
但是这个是很特别讲出，就是犹太人盼望那位受膏者是一个特别受神的膏抹的一位要来到。
And here it's telling us that the Jews were awaiting a special Messiah, one who is empowered by the power of God, that he would come.
So in Jesus' 时代呢，所有的犹太人喺度等紧呢一位受膏者出现。
And so in the time of Christ, all of the Jews, the Jewish people, were waiting for this special anointed one from God, for this Messiah.
所以他一路盼望，他说这个受膏者要来，他要 是解决罪孽，停止献祭。
And so they were waiting for the one, the Messiah, who would come and put an end to sin, and an end to sacrifice.
耶稣的而且确是尼赛亚。
And Jesus is the Messiah.
因为耶稣呢，就是分别出来。
And Jesus was separate from the world.
耶稣就是万王之王。
And Jesus is the King of Kings.
所以他是皇帝的身份。
So he had the anointing of the King.
耶稣为我们死在十字架，赎我们的罪。
And Jesus died for us on the cross.
所以他是做祭司，献祭赎罪的职分。
And so he was like the priest who was cleansing us from our sin.
耶稣都是讲出神的话语，有先知之能，所以他是我们的先知。
And Jesus was a prophet as he spoke forth the word of God. And so he was like a prophet.
所以我们看到耶稣呢，是祭司。是皇帝，是先知，受膏者的三重身份。
And so we see that Jesus was a prophet, a priest, and king, all in one. And he had the anointing of all.
所以耶稣是特别。在耶稣时代呢，所有的犹太人等着尼赛亚来。
And in the time of Christ, all of the Jewish people were awaiting the Messiah.
你同我睇《约翰福音》第四章二十五节。
Look in John chapter 4, verse 25. 耶稣去撒玛利亚同一个井一个旁边的妇人倾偈。
And Jesus went to Samaria and was talking to the woman at the well.
佢系撒玛利亚人，佢唔系犹太人，但系佢都系咁样讲。
And she was a Samaritan. She was not even a Jew. And yet she said this in verse 25.
二十五节，妇人说：我知道尼赛亚要来，他来了必将一切的事都告诉我们。二十六节，耶稣说：这和你说话的就是他。
She said, I know the Messiah will come, and he will teach us all things. And Jesus said, the one who you're speaking to, I am him.
所以撒玛利亚人等尼赛亚受膏者，耶稣就是我们的受膏者。
你看使徒行传第十章三十八节。
Look in the book of Acts, chapter 10, verse 38.
是彼得讲耶稣是受膏者。
And Peter is telling us that Jesus was the Messiah, the anointed one.
三十八节第十章。神怎样以圣灵和能力膏拿撒勒人耶稣，这都是你们知道的。他周流四方，行善事，医好凡被魔鬼压制的人。因为神与他同在。
How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him.
所以呢度讲到彼得都承认耶稣就是受膏者，是尼赛亚，是有神的能力，有圣灵充满。耶稣自己都是这样讲。
And even Jesus admitted that he was the one filled with power and anointed.
你睇路加福音第四章。
Look in Luke chapter 4.
路加福音第四章十八节。
Luke chapter 4 verse 18.
主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的，差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由。
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and recover sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed.
耶稣自己说神膏抹了他， and even Jesus said, I am anointed by God. 所以耶稣是神的受膏者，
and Jesus is the anointed of God.
你看到这个受膏这个的意思在出埃及的在圣殿里面，
and we see that in Exodus that the anointing was in the temple, in the sanctuary.
圣殿的圣所是做什么？
And what is the purpose of the sanctuary?
献祭赎罪，亲近神。
The purpose of the sanctuary was to offer sacrifice, to receive forgiveness of sin, and to draw near to God.
耶稣受膏抹，佢嘅工作系做乜嘢？
And what was the anointing on Jesus for?
献祭赎罪，使到我哋可以亲近神。
And Jesus offered himself as a sacrifice to forgive us of sins so we could draw near to God.
这个受膏抹是有神的能力。耶稣的心呢就是要释放被捆绑的人。
And so Jesus has the heart to set free those who are in bondage.
耶稣是有那个盼望是医治。
And Jesus has the desire to heal.
耶稣有这个的心呢，是想帮到压制的。
And he has a heart to help those who are under oppression.
如果他没有受膏呢，
冇神嘅高门咧，佢有呢个心冇乜用。But if he did not have the anointing, just having the heart to do it, he would have no ability. 神俾佢呢个高门，俾佢呢个能力，将神嘅能力放喺耶稣里边，以致咧佢可以真系使人释放，使人得医治。But God empowered him, gave him the ability so that he can set the captives free. He can heal the sick. 因为他有神的高门，有神同在。And he can do it because he has God with him. He has the power. 其实耶稣就是神，神有能力。And we know that Jesus is God. 耶稣就是百分之一百神，百分之一百人。他是神人耶稣。Jesus is 100% God and 100% man. He is the God-man. 因为他有神在他里面，他就是神，他就是有这个能力。Because he is God, he has the power of God, he can do these things. 今天耶稣都有这个心，一样有这个能力。And today, God still has, Jesus has this power and this heart. 他今天都是要释放、医治一切有需要的人。And today, Jesus still is to set free the captives and to heal those who are sick. 你今天